Our own White House correspondent, John Decker, joining us. And John, good morning. We're talking earlier with Dr. Vick about the possibility. I mean, I can't believe this. I mean, I don't know if they're going to charge admission for seats. It might help us lower our $33 trillion debt, but seats for admission in the House to hear Hunter Biden maybe answer questions about his business dealings. Take it away, John.
Well, that's right. There was a subpoena that was issued to Hunter Biden to appear before the House Oversight Committee for a sworn deposition that would happen behind closed doors. And the lawyer representing Hunter Biden has responded with a counteroffer, and that is that his client, Abby Lowell's client, Hunter Biden, will comply with the subpoena, but they want to have this testimony given before the public, have the public view Hunter Biden's answers to the tough questions posed by the House Oversight Committee. That counteroffer, Jack, has been rejected by James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He said, first we'll have the sworn deposition in private, and later we'll have a public hearing. That is not something that every Republican is applauding. In fact, Josh Hawley, Republican senator from Missouri, says, hey, look, they've offered to testify in public. Let's hear from Hunter Biden in public. And so not everybody on board this strategy that James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, is advocating as it relates to the testimony of Hunter Biden.
Dr. Vick, for John Decker, quick question.
Yeah, John, so you don't think the public testimony would turn into a spectacle? You think they would try that at prime time or do anything like that?
Well, why not? I mean, look, we've had January 6th committee hearings in prime time. You could argue they were a spectacle to a certain extent. But I think it's important to keep in mind that this idea of having private testimony, a sworn deposition behind closed doors before public testimony, not that unusual. In fact, the January 6th committee, you may recall, many witnesses testified behind closed doors, sworn depositions before testifying publicly before the committee. So there is precedence for this.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like due process should follow its course. Whatever is the right way to get to the information, whatever's conventional, let's get the questions asked and have some answers provided. So I feel like that's probably the way I would go with it, Jack, but no one's asking me.
I think that the idea by the committee here is, I think, getting Hunter Biden on the record, you know, with this sworn deposition and then seeing if he changes his testimony in any way with the public testimony that could come down the road in 2024.
All right, John Decker, own White House correspondent. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Jack.